So great to be learning together. Share Raz, Shuva of the week. And what we're going to discuss today is this week is a question that I was asked by one of my students who made Aliyah. Baruch Hashem, good example for all of us. And he's doing very well, Baruch Hashem. And he's working in a firm where he's the only religious person. And he called me on Friday about 11. So that's Israel. That is 6 p.m. Shabbat's coming in pretty quickly in Israel. About an hour or so, he discovered that there was that his colleagues had not attended to an important matter, and it had to be gotten done by the end of the day. Otherwise, the clients would be very, very upset. So he told them, he called his colleagues, and he said, "Okay, guys, you have to get it done now. These are the people he supervises, he's in charge of, and he's saying that you must do it now." Now, one of the non-religious colleagues responded, "Oh, I'll do it tonight." Well, that was okay from a business perspective, because as long as it be done by the end of the day, it's fine. However, the problem was that he just said he's going to be Mechalel Shabbat. So my student was so worried that he encouraged this person to be Mechalel Shabbat. He was wondering, or maybe even pressured him to violate Shabbat. And he's worried it's not only Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Mechshol, he's encouraging someone to sin, but it's even Meisit. That's my grandson. It's even a concern of Meisit, Hasata. He's even inciting him to do an Avera because he's pressuring him so much. That's what he's worried. So I said to him, "Look, you have to look at Mishnah Masechet Shvi'it, the end of the fifth paragraph, which says as follows, that you're not allowed to sell plowing equipment to someone who does not observe Shemitah. That's Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Mechshol. That you're not allowed to do. But you are allowed to sell them harvesting equipment. Now, plowing you cannot do on Shemitah. There's no way that plowing is allowed on Shemitah. However, you are allowed to harvest in Shemitah in certain permissible ways. Certain ways it's allowed, some ways it's not allowed. We talked about this in the daily halakha. When is it allowed? Is it not allowed? Small amounts allowed. Large amounts, it's not allowed. It's done under Otsar Beit Din. It would be allowed. So you can sell them harvesting equipment because it could be done in a way that's mutar. On the other hand, when we're dealing with plowing, charisha, that can only be done in a way which is asur. So if you're giving them something which can only be something that's used for isur, you can't do it. That's lifnei iver lo titein mechshol. You're enabling someone to do an avera, to sell someone a Jew harvesting equipment during the Shemitah year. Plowing equipment, you could use it for the good, you could use it for the bad. Well, that's the person's choice. He can use it for the good or the bad. You're not facilitating something bad because he could use something good or something bad. I'll give you an analogy. Igrot Moshe has a tshuva where he says you're allowed to sell silverware to a non-observant Jew. Now, he may use that to eat basar b'challah, but that's his choice. You're not selling this. You can use silverware for kosher. You can use silverware for not kosher. That's his choice. It's not lifnei verli titein mechshol that you're setting up for a situation. You're helping do something that's inevitably going to do an avirah. It's not inevitably to do an avirah. In this situation, the non-observant Jew had the Mechalel Shabbat, sadly, had the possibility, the theoretical possibility of finishing the project before Shabbat began. The fact that he was going to do it later that night, that was his choice. It is not the responsibility of my student, because he's giving us a possibility, giving him something that could be done in a mutar way or an asur way. The fact that the person is choosing to do it in a asur way, well, that's his own halachic irresponsibility for which the religious Jew is not held responsible. So therefore, I told him totally mutar. He doesn't have to worry because he felt very, very guilty that he pressured a Jew into being Mechalel Shabbat. And so you did not pressure a Jew to Mechalel Shabbat. You pressured a Jew to get work done. But that work could have been done before Shabbat. The fact that the non-religious Jew is doing it on Shabbat, that's his poor and unfortunate choice, not the responsibility of the religious Jew. Wishing everybody a great, great day, great week, and we should all be zochim. All of Am Yisrael should be chozer b'tshuva and not have questions like this.